Iran, 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, hello and welcome to the program. We discuss some highlights of the speech of the leader of the Islamic Revolution at Imam Reza's shrine in Mashhad on the occasion of the Iranian New Year on March 21, 2018. Today, we will touch upon some other highlights of his comprehensive speech. The rights of the oppressed nations have been trampled upon for decades and maybe centuries. This is not restricted to Palestine. Bahrain has been the arena of nationwide protest against the Al Khalifa regime since February 14, 2011. These protests have never been subsided as the regime is adamantly persisting in its wrong policies and repression of the people. In 2011, a number of protesters were brutally suppressed, which claimed the martyrdom of scores of them and injury of others. On March 15, 2011, concurrent with the arrival of the then U.S. Secretary of War, Robert Gates, the Saudi military and a few days later, Emirati forces invaded Bahrain, which led to shedding of the blood of innocent Bahrainis. The Bahraini regime razed to the ground the structure at Pearl Square, which was the symbol of revolution. During the past 8 years, the despotic unpopular regime in Manama has embarked on forging allegations against protesters, imprisonment and execution of them, and even revocation of prominent figures' nationality. Al Khalifa rulers thought that, through Saudi provocations, they could cement the basis of their shaky rule by iron fist. In a futile bid to exit from the dead end it has created, the Bahraini regime has resorted to projectionism to depict Iran as the cause of internal unrest. The fact is that Manama has been entrapped in the interventionist policies of Riyadh. Sheikh Ali Salman, Secretary General of Al-Wefaq Society, says the political solution and meeting the demands of the Bahraini nation is inevitable and any delay in this will be costly. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, addressing the Iranian officials and ambassadors of the Islamic countries, said in June 2016, "We haven't interfered and we will not interfere in the issue of Bahrain, but we are advising them that it is a political conflict there. Some people are trying to lead the political conflict into an internal war. If they are aware, if they have cognizance, if political intellect rules them, they shouldn't do these things. Political dissent and political conflict may exist in every country. Why should they do something forcing nations to quarrel and putting people opposite each other? These are the mistakes that are unfortunately seen today in some of the Islamic countries," unquote. The Al Khalifa regime, relying on the supports of mendacious claimants of human rights and presence of Saudi repressive occupiers, demonstrated their brutality against the people on June 20, 2016, when they revoked the nationality of a great scholar, namely Sheikh Isa Qasim. Although the unwise decision of the Al Khalifa regime is in utter violation of international laws and regulations, it will make the people more determined and will bolster their spirit. Meanwhile, the Western regimes, which claim to defend human rights, especially the US, have made themselves content to express concern. The Islamic Republic of Iran defends and supports the Bahraini Shia nation as much as it defends the Palestinian nation, who are Sunni. Iran emphasizes on realization of just demands of the people of Egypt and Tunisia, just as it has been concerned over the violation of the rights of the people in Bahrain, Arabia, and other parts of the world. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei considers the massacre of the people of Myanmar, Nigeria, and other regions as the result of the policies of the global arrogance, which seeks to cause division among Muslims and weaken them. He says, "The Islamic world is today beset by ample hardships and sufferings, and unities, synergy, cooperation, and ignoring sectarian and intellectual differences under the shade of many Islamic commonalities is the solution for these problems and calamities," unquote. The oppressed nations, inspired by Iran's Islamic Revolution, have come to believe that it is possible to encounter the despotic and domineering systems. Hence, the culture of resistance in the form of Islamic movements in the Islamic world and the culture of fighting oppression have taken shape in the world. The Islamic Revolution is passing its 40th year of life, and the culture of resistance is guiding the oppressed nations like a lighthouse. Universalization of the values of this revolution has disturbed the sleep of the hegemonic powers, especially the U.S. The days of the U.S. empire, its main partner in crime, the Zionist regime of Israel, and their lackeys and hangers-on are numbered, and they cannot stop the trend of developments, as God has willed to topple tyranny and oppression for good.